आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर द फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस रनिंग एट फुल स्टीम विद पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज गार्नरिंग सपोर्ट फॉर देयर कैंडिडेट्स। एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर एस जयशंकर रीइटरेट्स गवर्नमेंट्स अनवेवरिंग कमिटमेंट to respond to any act of terrorism perpetrated from across the border. Traditional harvest festivals, including Baisakhi, Vishu and Bohag Bihu, being celebrated in various parts of the country beginning today. United States moves warships to West Asia to defend Israel in case of Iranian attack. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Lucknow. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is running at full steam, with political parties garnering support for their candidates. Star campaigners from various political parties are intensifying their efforts in the election battleground by holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held public meetings at Barmer in Rajasthan and Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. Speaking in Barmer, Mr. Modi said that his government revered constitution and it cannot be abolished under any circumstance. Later in the day, Mr. Modi held a roadshow in Dausa Lok Sabha constituency. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed an election rally at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu along with Chief Minister and DMK President M.K. Stalin. The Congress leader said the party, if voted to power, will carry out a national caste census and an economic and asset survey to assess the actual living conditions of the people. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will hold election rally for Mahavikas Agadi candidate in Bhandara Gondia Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra today. Party National President Mallikarjun Kharge will address public meeting at Chambal Chowk in Nagpur tomorrow. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a rally at Noida in Uttar Pradesh this evening. He is also scheduled to address a rally at Alwar in Rajasthan. In Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and BJP leader Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold a public meeting in Haldwani. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is set to address election meetings in Ramnagar and Roorkee. On the other hand, Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Supremo Mayawati will address a public gathering in Haridwar. With these heavyweight campaigners entering the fray, the political landscape in Uttarakhand is heating up, promising an intense battle for votes in the upcoming elections. The filing of nominations began yesterday for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls with the issuance of notification by the Election Commission. 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. In Madhya Pradesh, 7 candidates filed 8 nomination papers on the first day of the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections. The state is witnessing 4-phase polling. In the third phase, elections will be held in Gwalior, Guna, Bhopal, Vidisha, Rajgarh, Morena, Sagar and Bhind Lok Sabha seats of the state. The last date for filing nomination papers is the 19th of this month. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Coimbatore parliamentary seat of Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu will vote for the Lok Sabha elections in a single phase on the 19th of this month. The Coimbatore Lok Sabha seat has 6 assembly segments: Palladam, Sulur, Kavundanaparayam, Coimbatore North, Coimbatore South and Singanallur. More in this report from our correspondent.
in the 2021 assembly elections. 5 constituency went to AIADMK and 1 went to BJP, where actor politician Kamala Hassan lost it to BJP's Vanathi Srinivasan in a narrow difference of 1,728 votes. Coimbatore Lok Sabha constituency has a 3 Connacht contest in which Singe P. Ramachandran of AIADMK, former mayor presently in DMK, P. Ganapati Rajkumar and state BJP President K. Annamalai are contesting. The total electorate in Coimbatore is 30,81,594 voters. The race for the chair in Lok Sabha has become fierce, with the campaigning reaching feverish pitch, with almost the VVIPs of all parties garnering votes for their candidates. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
In Chhattisgarh, many innovative and unique programs are being organized under the voter awareness campaign to ensure 100% voting in the Lok Sabha elections and motivate people to vote. Yesterday, more than 7 lakh people took oath to vote in Raipur district in a single day. More from our correspondent.
In Raipur district of Chhattisgarh yesterday, more than 7 lakh people created a new history by taking oath to vote in a single day. People from 29 departments and institutions took oath in the district. Under voter awareness campaign, oath-taking programs were organized simultaneously in tehsil offices, universities, government offices, railways, banks, educational institutions and gram panchayats. In gram panchayat Goinda of Raipur district, message of voter awareness was given by making sweep mono from grains, vegetables and salad. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has reiterated the government's unwavering commitment to respond to any act of terrorism perpetrated from across the border. The minister was speaking at the event organized by the Samarth Yuva Foundation and Yuva Swaraj Pratishthan in Pune yesterday. Drawing a parallel with the previous Congress-led UPA government at the center about its response to the 26/11 terror attacks in Mumbai, the External Affairs Minister said, "A country cannot have any rules when dealing with the perpetrators of terror, as the latter does not play by the rules."
Mumbai ke baad, I would like to see one person who feels that we should not have responded. Everybody in the country felt it. So, point is, something like Mumbai happens, and if you do not react to it, how can you prevent the next one from happening? And terrorists do not play by any rules.
The United States has said that it was sending reinforcements, including warships, to West Asia amid speculations that Iran is soon going to launch an attack on Israel. A U.S. defense official was quoted as saying, "They're moving additional assets to the region to defend Israel in case of Iranian attack and to bolster regional deterrence efforts by increasing force protection for U.S. forces." Media reports said the U.S. has dispatched the aircraft carrier USS Dwight Eisenhower, equipped to intercept missiles and drones launched by Iran, northward through the Red Sea towards Israel. Iran has vowed revenge for the airstrike on its embassy compound in Damascus on the 1st of this month that killed a top Iranian general and 6 other Iranian military officers. U.S. President Joe Biden had yesterday said that he expects Iran to attack Israel sooner than later. President Biden said that U.S. is devoted to the defense of Israel and Iran will not succeed. Meanwhile, countries including India, France, Poland and Russia have warned their citizens against travel to the region. Back home, traditional harvest festivals are being celebrated in various regions of the country for 2 days beginning today in the form of Vaisakhi, Vishu, Bishuba, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boishakh, Vaishakhadi and Puttarnadu. People of Punjab call it Vaisakhi. In Kerala, the day is celebrated as Vishu. In West Bengal, it is celebrated as Poila Boishakh. In Assam, as Bohag Bihu. In Tamil Nadu, it is observed as Puttarnadu. The festival of harvest, Baisakhi, is being celebrated in the northern part of the country today with full enthusiasm and mutual brotherhood. On the occasion, farmers, especially in Punjab and Haryana, express their gratitude for a good harvest and pray for prosperity in the coming year. Here is a report.
This day of Baisakhi holds great importance in Sikh history, the freedom struggle of the country and for the farmers. On this day in 1699, the 10th and last Guru of the Sikhs, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, established the Khalsa Panth by offering nectar to 5 people at the historical Gurdwara Takht Sri Kesgarh Sahib in Anandpur Sahib and named them Panj Pyare. On this occasion, there is a huge gathering of Sangats from all over the country and abroad at Gurdwara Takht Sri Kesgarh Sahib. These Sanghas bow their heads before Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji with full devotion. On this day in 1919, British General Dyer martyred countless unarmed patriots by indiscriminately firing in Jallianwala Bagh, Amritsar. People from different sections of society are reaching Jallianwala Bagh and paying homage to the martyrs. This day also brings cheers for the farmers because from this day they formally start the harvesting of their wheat crop. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the nation on the occasion. Strawberry Festival began in different parts of Meghalaya yesterday to encourage horticulture farmers of the state to cultivate strawberry fruit and promote agro-tourism. More from our correspondent.
The two-day festival which began yesterday will provide visitors and farmers with information about strawberry picking, cycle trekking around strawberry fields, folk song and music along with information about the technology and marketing of strawberry drinks. Workshops are also being organized at the venue to show the method of marketing other local beverages and traditional dishes. Paritosh Dikshit, Akashwani, Shillong.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, issued an orange alert in parts of northwest and central India due to adverse cyclonic conditions. The conditions are likely to continue in parts of north India tomorrow. It has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, Marathwada and Maharashtra till tomorrow. Six-time boxing world champion MC Mary Kom has announced her resignation from her role as India's chef de mission in the Paris Olympics. The president of the Indian Olympics Association, IOA, in a statement said that Olympic medal-winning boxer and chairperson of the IOA Athletes Commission, Mary Kom, has stepped down, citing personal reasons. The well-known boxer was supposed to oversee the nation's logistics for the July 26th to August 11th Games. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 168 runs, Delhi Capitals overhauled the target, posting 170 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 18.1 overs. Earlier, opting to bat first, Lucknow Super Giants scored 167 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mohali at 7:30 p.m. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. After a 42-day-long multi-agency manhunt, the NIA has arrested the bomber and the mastermind of Bengaluru's Rameshwaram cafe bombing, reports Hindustan Times. In what is described as the largest order ever for indigenous military hardware placed by the Indian government, the Defence Ministry has issued a tender to Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for purchasing 97 LCA Mark 1A fighter jets worth 65,000 crore rupees, writes the Statesman. Israel pounds Gaza. Iran revenge threat puts entire Mideast on edge, headlines the Asian Age. Amid tension, India cautions against travel to Israel and Iran, reports the Tribune. Swift action by IAF in coordination with the army managed to save the severed hand of a soldier, reports the Pioneer. And finally, Times of India relays the heartening story of a 12-year-old specially abled boy who went missing from his home in Mumbai, found hours later. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections running at full steam with political parties garnering support for their candidates. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar reiterates government's unwavering commitment to respond to any act of terrorism perpetrated from across the border. Traditional harvest festivals, including Baisakhi, Vishu and Bohag Bihu, being celebrated in different parts of the country beginning today. United States moves warships to West Asia to defend Israel in case of Iranian attack. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Lucknow. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.